Welcome to Returning to the Body Mind with your host, Dr. Melissa West. With her unique lifestyle coaching, Melissa will help you return to the wisdom of your body as the seat of your soul. Melissa will give you practical tips to improve the health of your body for deeper spiritual and personal growth. To receive lifestyle coaching from Melissa during the show, call in toll-free 1-877-230-3062. And now here's your host of Returning to the Body Mind, Dr. Melissa West.
Welcome back. You're listening to Returning to the Body Mind on Contact Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Melissa West. So the first segment, we were talking to Karen Haskarl from Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy, and this segment, we have another one of our sponsors, Deanna Villa from Thai Massage Toronto. And Deanna founded Thai Massage Toronto in 1998. She offers 10 years and 12,000 hours of hands-on experience as a skilled Thai massage teacher and practitioner. Her extensive experience is what makes her so sought after and sets her apart. And Deanna has trained internationally for the past 10 years and is always expanding and creating her massage and teaching practice. So hi, Deanna. Welcome to Contact Talk Radio.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing?
I'm great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Thai massage?
Absolutely. I've been very dedicated and focused to my Thai massage practice for about 11 or 12 years now, and very fondly remember my first Thai massage experience, so the first time I ever received a Thai massage. And it was at a point in my life when I was going through a very transitional period. I was on my second back injury and recovering and realizing that I would no longer have a landscaping company, and I was sort of trying to decide what I was going to do with my life, and was in a place where I was feeling quite rigid in my body. I was very injured. I was a athlete when I was younger and then had a landscaping company during my 20s, and really was very A-type and pitta, and very much physically abused my body through lack of stretching and proper nutrition. So I was visiting with a friend of mine who was in the holistic field, a nurse, and she was helping me through receiving colonic therapy and helping my colon recoup. And so we were working on some nutritional elements and learning about food combining and yoga and breathwork, and this was all very new to me. And she recommended that I become some type of therapist, that it would still encompass the very social aspect of dealing with people and being in the service sector, which I quite enjoyed. And there would be a physicality element, but that would be much safer for my body. So I was experiencing all types of massage therapy, reflexology, Rolfing, cranial, energy work, anything that I could get my hands on back then. And then I remember very specifically that Thai massage. I had a 90-minute Thai massage, and about 10 minutes into that massage, I had a very profound experience of, I just saw myself receiving this massage. I was feeling so deeply nurtured and loved by that practitioner, and she was placing my body into these postures, and they were actually very painful for me initially because I was in such bad shape. It was quite profound. It was this sort of painful but delicious place of, oh, like I felt that stretch for the first time, and I just thought, wow, my body needs this very loving lengthening that this woman was doing to me. And I literally walked out of that massage room and completely changed my life, like within a two-week period, went on this Thai massage, backed finding, nutrition, yoga, seeking, meditation journey that I've been on all these last years. And and you know, that's just in itself is very, very exciting to be in that type of a change and to experience it firsthand and be so enthralled with it all. Because it really, Thai massage sort of really swallowed me whole. And I've been living sort of that Thai massage lifestyle ever since.
I laugh because over the last 4 weeks, I've had a chance to get to know you, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's Deanna, like, you know, pedal to the metal, and here we go, right? Now I'm a Thai massage practitioner. And then you know, we were laughing earlier this morning when we talked already about how, yeah, this Thai massage just totally swallows you whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, I was watching your Yoga for Digestion DVD last week, and I completely loved it because so many of those things are so similar to Thai massage, like the postures that we, the practitioners, sit in, and then the postures that we place the clients into are Hatha yoga-based postures, and mm-hmm. so many of them are good for digestion and an elimination. So I really love that, and I love that correlation of the sort of yoga and Thai massage fit. It's very appropriate.
Yeah, why don't you tell our listeners, because a lot of people don't really know what Thai massage is or kind of have this idea of what it might be, and it's like pretty tricky to explain, and when people come to the mat, they're like, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah, but, so actually, Melissa, you're absolutely right, and I found that I sort of had to take a very individual approach to how to explain Thai massage because it's mm-hmm. so big, it's so diverse. It's sort of like the many aspects of yoga. Every teacher, every lineage has their own movement and pace, and Thai massage is very the same. So basically, Thai massage is, in my opinion, extremely dynamic. It's a very ancient therapy. It has a very meditative healing quality. It began in Thailand about 2,500 years ago. It's performed primarily on a large floor mat and can be moved up actually to the massage table. The pace that I work at primarily is extremely slow and rhythmic. So we're moving the client in and out of a series of yoga-type static stretches. And as we're placing the body, we're really moving them with their breath. So everything is done on an exhale. So say one posture could take 3, 6, or 12 exhales, especially big things like spinal twist, where you really want to nurture somebody and unfold them into that posture. And then while they're in this posture, we can also use compression techniques, like mm-hmm. using our palm or our thumb, elbows, knees, feet, depending on what type of pressure the client needs. And in the beginning, we pretty much use our palms. The elbows and knees, that comes in much later.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of more into the therapy, sort of, I call that more like the therapy element of Thai massage, the stronger stretches, the deeper presses. In the beginning, it's very passive and slow and not overly stimulating. So when we use our palms, that's more sedate and slow. And then when we use sort of our thumbs and elbows, that's a little sharper. That's more to stimulate and energize. So I always ask somebody, like, why are you here? What type of session are you looking for? And if they say, oh, my life is very stressful and I'm just looking for some relaxation, then we do a very specific type of level one treatment, which nurtures them and cocoons them, and they just basically mm-hmm. fall asleep and drool for like the hour or
Absolutely.
90 minutes or whatever they're on the mat for.
Yeah.
And then if they sort of want to move through, like, I'd like a greater range of motion in my scapula or my hamstrings are tight, well, that's sort of more therapy-based, and there will be much more sort of breathing going on, and we would like them to exhale at certain times. We really help them with the breath, of linking them with their breath so they can exhale, so we can keep them or hold them or place them into postures, tractions, twists. So it's very, very interesting because each session is so tailored and so designed. Like if you had a Thai massage, I would give you a session that's very tailored for Melissa, you know, today mm-hmm. on Wednesday morning,
right.
where you are at today. Mm-hmm. And then if you had a treatment next week, it would be, hey, Melissa, next week, you know, and mm-hmm. where are you at physically, emotionally that day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've just fallen in love with it myself. I've been doing my training with Thai Massage Toronto for the past month, and I've been seeing clients, and people just absolutely love it, myself included. I mean, one of the first things that I did when I started training was find another practitioner near me, because I thought, I'm not going to be the only one giving all these massages. I'm going to be getting them regularly too, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. Now, you've said a lot about the nurturing, and it is so nurturing. People feel so loved and cared for, and I know that that's a huge part of giving the Thai massage is metta and loving kindness. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Actually, that's very fundamental. Actually, when we teach our courses, the first thing that we actually do, first day of class, the first morning, is actually teach the students about breath and meditation. And the reason we do that is that we're instilling in them that this is a very critical part of the massage, is learning how to breathe in a certain way, to be very mindful. And when you give the massage, you're giving the massage in, we sort of call it like this meditative mood. So the mm-hmm. practitioner is in a calm, meditative place. They check their ego at the door. They know that that 90 minutes is really focused on that client, that we're not thinking about, you know, what we're having for lunch, or, oh, I forgot to, you know, pick up the dry cleaning on my way to work. So we train ourselves out of all that thought process and train ourselves into being, you know, these loving conduits and performing our work in this meditative way. So the client really is feeling your love, like, seep into them, because mm-hmm. all you're doing is you're focusing every bit of attention on them and lavishing them in this experience. And mm-hmm. that is really what sets Thai massage sort of apart, is this very huge loving, compassionate mm-hmm. element that is just as important as the types of presses that we choose, or the type of positions we put them in, whether they be mm-hmm. spinal twists or anything. It's just as important that people really feel safe and nurtured and loved. And that's what's really why it's so popular, like, worldwide right now.
Mm-hmm. I've got tears in my eyes as you're explaining this to me, because I remember my very first day at Thai Massage Toronto for training, and I got to be the first volunteer that you demonstrated on, and you yes. put your hands on me, and you gave me the belly massage. And yes. I just felt that nurturing just pouring through your body into me, and I lay there thinking, oh my God, I don't think my mother's ever even rubbed my belly like this. It was just so nurturing, so loving, and it felt so good. And that was like within the first 30 seconds of being touched, I was hooked.
Yes, yes. Well, I since the very beginning of my practice, I'd say within the first year, I realized that many people aren't very linked with their breath. And that was me in the beginning. I actually had no concept of my own breath and that I had the capacity to breathe a certain way. And what I found is when you approach the abdomen, which is a very unapproachable area, like, a lot of people mm-hmm. don't receive abdominal massage. And they call it, like, in shiatsu, they call that, like, the hara. It's like the center of your energetic being. Most of the meridian lines of the body flow through that area. And a lot of our very important major organs sit in there, you know, the liver, the kidney, the spleen, the intestines, all that is in there. And we can get mm-hmm. so wrapped up emotionally or physically caught up in that area that I love approaching that area first. It links people with their breath. It's very soothing. And if you approach mm-hmm. it in this very compassionate, loving, safe way, people will mm-hmm. really open themselves up to you. And then I just know that after following with the abdominal work, the rest of the massage, they're just so much more at ease, because they mm-hmm. they feel that you're a safe person and you just do want to help them and help them through this, you know, lovely experience. And then mm-hmm. they can just fall asleep and let you do your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting because I think for myself as a practitioner now, just listening to you talk about that, the importance of the breath and the belly and bringing that awareness at the beginning. So many people come in and they're like, oh, my neck and my shoulders. And so then it's very tempting to start right there.
Yes.
But to link them to breath, I mean, that's life force itself. You know, that without breath, there's no life. So to link them with that life force is just so, so powerful.
Oh, absolutely. Like, what I noticed was, if you're trying to put someone in a series of yoga postures, but they're holding their breath or they're very caged in their own bodies, it would be very challenging to bring someone into those postures, and it's almost like a bit of a fight. So what mm-hmm. I learned early on in my practice is to not engage them in that, you know, discomfort, and it's just to actually settle people down first and encourage them to breathe. Like, I've had many people, and I've just placed my hand on their belly, and we've just started breathing, and this big smile comes across their face, and and they say, wow, that is so relaxing. And I said, oh, yeah, you can do this at home. Just go home, yeah. And this can be like your decompress at the end of the day. Put a little bag of flour or something on your belly, something like a one-pound weight, and practice breathing into your navel. And there you go. There's meditation. There's being present. There's, you know, blood circulating through your body, all these great things. And to just really enlighten them on breath. And you're right. That is our life force. And to get that sort of clarity and energy that most people talk of after a Thai massage, it's because we're helping them, A, breathe. We're moving liquids in the body. We're unstagnating energy. You know, that's where the clarity comes from. So approaching from the belly is definitely one of my favorite ways to start.
So what are some of the benefits that people can experience when they get a Thai massage?
I guess what I've noticed over the years that what most people say after a treatment is that they have immense clarity and energy. And I've always found that to be very important because, you know, if you're bogged down and say your stomach is too busy trying to digest, or you're constipated, and all the energy of your body is going there, you know, so it's not giving you clarity, and then we're feeling tired and maybe cranky and emotional, and that's not really a great way to go in day by day. So, you know, by freeing up the energy lines in the body really helps with the clarity and energy element. It also really reduces stress and tension. The passive movements and the very nurturing touch in the warm room really calm people down. You can really ground them into the mat. Improves circulation by all the movement, creating a body awareness. So as you're, I always find that when I'm touching a person's body and all of a sudden they might feel some pain there, we speak to them after the massage and they say, I had no idea I had, you know, pain in my leg or my foot. I just felt, you know, that gnawing pain in my shoulder. And I love using this analogy of, you know, it's hard to feel a sprained ankle with a bullet in your shoulder. So they're pretty much feeling like there's one big pain, and that's all they feel. That's all they constantly feel. But there are all these little underlying pains and issues underneath. So I feel the awareness that you're helping someone sort of feel their entire being, it's quite a privilege.
I absolutely love it. Well, this looks like a good place to go to break right now. So stay on the line. Would you mind coming back for the next segment too?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Melissa.
Great. I'm Dr. Melissa West, lifestyle coach and host of Returning to the Body Mind. To find out more about coaching with me or Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy or Thai Massage Toronto, check out my website, www.